Welcome to the International Office here in Singapore. Come inside with me for a brief tour. And it will be brief because this is a small office, but it has been a huge blessing to us throughout the years. When you enter, you see this map, and with this map, we've been able to check where you are in the world when we receive news from you. And we have prayed, we can say, during the years for every branch in our fellowship. Welcome to the office space. This is the main office space. This is Jenny's desk, our wonderful Jenny. Now, you see her name often on emails that she sends out on our behalf, but Jenny does much more work than you could ever imagine in this space for us and for you. This has been Wayne's space, his desk, throughout the years, and Miriam has joined him here too, and they have been here, of course, working hard. For nearly 10 years, currently, you know, they are relocated in Scotland. This is because of the COVID situation. Excuse the mess, because we are in the process of clearing out and packing up in order to let go of this office space. Wonderful Michelle. She is a huge support to us, but also to you in many ways. Michelle has been helping Wayne throughout the years in research. She's helped Miriam by putting out the global prayer updates, and she has done tremendous work to help develop the member hub that serves us all. This is where Kyung Nam and Kyung Ah have located for their workspace. They're not in the office today. They both are speaking at branch conferences, so they aren't here with us today. I also want to just one little note. Many things we've already taken off the shelves, but in here we have the archive of all the books that are written by someone in our fellowship throughout the years. Things like this will go to the new location for sure. Now, if you'll come with me into the office space for Lewis and me, this is where we have been blessed to work. You see this view of Singapore out here, and right here throughout all our years here, 10 years, we have a painting that we asked our daughter to do, and she did, with the words of our vision statement as an ILT. International leadership exists to care for, inspire, empower our leaders, and I would say our members, to greater effectiveness for the honor of Christ. A reminder to us in this office space of why we're here, what God has called us to do. And finally, this room is really important for us. This is our meeting room. And in this room, there has been lots of prayer. There have been many discussions. There have been many strategic decisions that have been made in this space. There have been lots of laughter for fellowship and lots of tears throughout the years for the things that have we have been able to lead WEC through and that we've experienced ourselves. So lots of food also, because this is where we share our meals together. So we're going to sit down now and give you an explanation of why this tour.
So now that we're sitting down in the office, let's explain why the international office, the headquarters, are moving out of Singapore. First of all, to say Singapore has been a wonderful blessed location for these past 10 years. It's been over 10 years now, and we are convinced the Lord led us here. It was a good decision. It has been perfect for this season. So why move? Well, I mean, on a spiritual level, you know, when the Israelites, when the pillar of fire moved in the desert, they moved along. So there's a spiritual sense that God is moving us on. But on a practical level, two factors have changed, significant factors have changed in Singapore since we arrived. One is the accessibility of work visas has become much more difficult for foreign workers. So in fact, two of our deputy international directors have had their work visas refused, haven't been able to continue to work in Singapore. So if you can't have your team with you, that makes it very difficult to have an office and headquarters here. And then secondly, even for those of us who work here in Singapore, the government has raised the minimum salary requirements to such a high level, it has been very difficult for us to meet that. It's fine for a corporation, but for a mission agency like ours, has been very challenging. And we would love to have an office that is accessible to everyone who the Lord calls to be on this team, no matter the nationality or support levels. And so we sense it is time to move to look for that new location. We don't know where it'll be. Kyungnam and Kyung-a and the new ILT will be looking, asking the Lord. Maybe it'll be somewhere in Southeast Asia. But that's what will happen during this next year before the start of the new triennium. So we actually will be moving out of this physical office space. I mean, wonderfully, the official office or the official headquarters of our organization will still be in Singapore, legally registered, the bank account, the board will be active. Jenny and Michelle will still be working here all the way until we have that new location. Wonderfully, WEC Singapore has given us a little room in their headquarters. And so our new address will be with WEC Singapore, and we'll have a little space we can store some things, and Jenny or Michelle can work if they need to. But it is time, we feel, to give up this physical office space where we're living now. And so this office will give up at the end of September, and at the end of October, Susan and I will actually move back to the USA. Kyungnam and Kyung-a will move to Korea for 1 year for that research. And in a sense, we will be a total virtual team. The ILT will be virtual for this final year. But we sense we can still serve you well, even as a virtual team. God is able. He is doing things. The world is changing, and we're adapting to what He is asking us to do. We want to serve you well for this final year. We'll do it as well as we can virtually. And then we look forward to seeing the new location that God has in mind for the international office. God bless you.
So we hope you've enjoyed this brief tour, and we hope this explanation is helpful. God bless you.
Bye.